I just wonder what some of you think and make out of what you heard between Sheriff and I, and also between 8 and 9 when Sheriff had his program. When you do call in, please, let's, you know, this is a very serious issue. So call from a quiet place and call from a quiet place. I'll follow the normal rules that we have as regards calling. Okay, I remember also that the case is going to be ultimately settled in court. My telephone lines have been bogged down since I went on break between 8 and 9. Everybody is trying to express an opinion. Apologies to those who felt that Sheriff and I spent a whole 30 minutes on one story. It is very, very important. It is what is trending. The reputation of the country is at stake. There's a lot of sensitivity to anything that involves children in the Western world. You know, even in the prisons, I can tell you from experiences that I hear, anybody who is imprisoned for child offenses sometimes has to be taken, extra care has to be taken that it doesn't even get beaten up in the prisons itself. Ekweremadu is not guilty yet. The prosecution has stated its case. For those who haven't heard, just to make a quick repeat, the issue in contention is this boy who was put forward for a kidney transplant, is he 15 or is he 21 as stated in his passport? Whether a letter was written to the embassy, stating that he was going for a transplant is not what is in question. What is in question is his age. Simple. It is his age. Because if he is underage, that's where the problem is. So for some people, if you want to put up some defense for Ekweremadu, which I think rather spend your time praying for him, because the defense has no bearing at all with what the court is going to hear, then at least let's try and be sure that, you know, it's something that can hold together. The letter that was written to the embassy, and like I said this morning jokingly, it doesn't show that it was actually received at the embassy. That's one. Then the other issue is, if he is 21 in truth, where was the agreement that he signed? Where was the agreement that he signed? A lot of people have expressed sentiments about his daughter and so on and so forth, who needed a kidney. I feel those same sentiments. I'm a parent. But there's also the issue of this guy. If he's 15, then there's also something wrong there. We should also be thinking of the 15-year-old's rights. And I have challenged by my colleagues in the media. I'm not an investigative journalist, so no point tweeting to say, Jimmy, that's not what I do. I'm a commentator. After they have done their work, we will come and comment on it. That's what it is. All of us can do the same thing. But I, especially in the print media, I'd like them to come up. Who is this boy? Who are his parents? Somebody must be able to tell us, who is this boy? Who are his parents? Let's see if we can get even his parents to talk, either if he's 15 or if he's 21. Let's at least know him and know what went down. Some story came and said, it was when it was discovered that the boy was not suitable, that's when they went to report to the police. And I said, you can tell that to the uninitiated. We know how this thing works. Before he even gets to the point of talking before he gets talking about whether he's suitable or not, that age factor comes first. Before any doctor even touches him with any form of needle, you have to know whether he's a minor or he's an adult. So it's not as if it's after they now discover that he wasn't suitable. That's when, I don't believe that. Besides, if you are going to be bringing a donor in from Lagos, I'm sure the hospital would have given you some parameters to say, okay, the child that or whatever adult you are bringing in, take him to the most reputable clinic in your country, and these are the tests that should be conducted on him before he boards that plane. So this story about, well, you know, about him saying his uncle now called him because he wants refugee status. Some uncle now called him that he should go. No. But, I mean, come on, give me a break. Before, like I said, before he ever gets to leave Nigeria itself, the transplant could have been done here, though. I think we have the facilities to do a kidney transplant. I'd like to be corrected on that. I am not sure, but I'm sure it can be done. But things like this are very, 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 very sensitive in the Western world, especially if... Do you know that it is as bad as if, let's say, you had a donor somewhere in, say, maybe not Nigeria, like Zimbabwe, who actually got the kidney removed and you were able to preserve it and bring it here. If it is discovered that where it took place, then it was a minor without his consent or there was any gratification. Because, you see, we don't understand. There is a law against selling organs internationally. You can donate your organ. You are not allowed to sell. Of course, we probably have a way of bypassing these things here. And I think that's what led this poor gentleman into this. I think he's guilty of being, you know, tacky. He, as an associate professor, he didn't tidy up very well. Maybe it was in a state of panic. I honestly don't know. But also, look, there's an international angle to it. This is your former deputy Senate leader, which means he was about 4, 5 or how many steps away. He could jolly well be sitting in the president's seat. So having all that, I just want to hear your perspectives. And don't let's get too emotional. Let's state your facts clearly and then we move on to the other person. Remember that you have just a minute, really. So tidy up your thoughts. And then we can go ahead, okay? I think I have a first caller there. Hello, good morning. Morning.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Obiezu. I'm calling from Badagry.
Yes, sir.
Ekweremadu, I think he's not in the passport office. Whoever that falsified the age of that boy or whatever. I think he's not. He's a lawyer. He will know how to do. Now that you have convicted him in your own court and not allowed the due process to say. Because if you see your analogy, it's as if he is already guilty.
I did not say that.
Listen,
Oga.
All your analysis say as listen. If you, to say as if he has been convicted.
No. No.
You say it now. You know it.
No. No. I won't let you get away with that. All I have said, the very first thing I said this morning is, one, he has not been found guilty. I said he has been guilty of not tidying up. If we sympathize with the gentleman, I have no problem with that. I'm also a parent. But this 15-year-old boy, whoever he is also somebody's child. I'm sorry, I won't let you get with it. I wish you would. Let's have to have another caller. Hello, good morning. Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Jim.
Yes.
What I'm seeing there,
yes,
is that the Ekweremadu has his plan. The boy and the family has his plan. This is what play out. So the guy don't jump back. That is what I have to say. Thank you.
I don't understand all that. Of course, I don't understand all that. Remember that in the statement of the Metropolitan Police, they said the boy was picked up on the streets. According to their own statement, it is said that the boy was picked up on the streets. So I don't know about where his family would come in there. But let's have another. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Please go on.
You know why me, I'm hungry.
Why?
One must be a child of the poor that he take to that place. Why must he lie about the age of the child? That is where he's guilty. God will make everything come out to the open. Thank you.
Okay, let me quickly say here that these facts that were stated by the police. Okay, he's still going to have his own day in court, because it might not be the way that the police have put it. You must always leave your minds open. Okay, but I also believe that this could have been avoided if the process had been tidied up. Okay, all right. So let's take another. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Good morning, Uncle Jibby.
Morning.
Yeah, my name is Ngozi. I'm calling you from Yesolo.
Yes.
Okay, my own take about the Ekweremadu's issue. I just feel we Nigerians are so fast to react about this issue.
Mm.
There is a whole lot of information out there that we don't even know about.
Yes.
And Ekweremadu, being a lawyer, I don't think he will be that daft to carry on the age child out of Nigeria when he also have the money to even fly in doctors to do whatever he wants here in Nigeria.
Yes.
So I hope we should all wait until 7th to actually hear the last of this story before we start judging and condemning.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's good. That is a very, very reasonable statement that I identify with 100%. The only thing, though, is that a man's age and experience and his profession sometimes gives way. Especially in circumstances like this. So again, we should be open-minded and not just think that because of his a lawyer and so on and so forth. Everybody, well, to put it in the most polite manner, makes mistakes. More so, also remember when there is a child involved, you know, his daughter was one who needed. But then again, if it turns out that this gentleman is 15, then he is also another child. I mean, so we need to weigh these things in some kind of balance. Let me get another one there. Hello, morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Thank you very much. Yesterday, you said to us we should listen carefully before we make our... No, I'm talking to that caller that they are accusing you that you condemn Ekweremadu already.
Exactly.
you said it yesterday, so don't worry, my brother.
Yes.
For me, like... For me, I think he didn't tidy up the whole process.
Yes.
I hear people say he's a lawyer. Okay, he's a lawyer, good. How come he didn't know about all these things that the police people finding out, or their findings they are giving to us now? Because people are making excuses.
Mm.
You hear me, Uncle Jimmy?
Yes.
Why must he be a boy on the street? The whole of his community, the whole of his family, he can't discuss all these things and see how he can sort himself out. Then a boy on the street, some say he's a homeless or whatever. So please, people should stop giving this soft landing. He made a mistake. Thank you.
Well, we are not even sure whether he's a boy on the streets, and that's why I challenged my colleagues in the media to let us know the true identity of this boy. By now, we should have been able to say that, okay, he's from so-and-so family, these are his parents, these are his siblings. That hasn't happened yet. If it is a boy on the streets, it makes the situation even worse. That much I can tell you. If it turns out to be a boy on the streets, it makes the situation worse. Had it been his relative or whatever, then of course, you know. Because the two important elements here is one, the age of the child, and two, the commercial or otherwise of the transaction, the commercial side, or the Western world doesn't mind donations. What they do want and kick against is trading. And these laws will not change because of anybody, no matter the sentiments that you have. You know, our love for persons at a time like this shouldn't take precedence over the facts that lay bare. The Western world is not the same as here. We're a bit more tolerant with so many things. So you must know where you want to operate. And somebody also suggested that he could have done it here or whatever it was. Yes, maybe. That's why I said it wasn't tidied up. But let's hear again. Hello, morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Benjamin Chidebere.
Yes, morning, Mr. Benjamin.
Yeah, I've been listening to you. Your analysis about this Ekweremadu's case.
Yes.
And what they call us also their own submission. So let us not judge now
Yes.
whether they pick the boy on the street or from the house we have heard from the main source, being the lawmaker that knows the law. I think this one we also prove as a lesson to we Nigerians and the lawmakers also. If there is a mistake there, his Nigerian name is at stake right now.
Yes.
Whatever is from Nigeria, Ekweman is from Nigeria, former lawmaker. He's supposed to know the right things to do. Let's just wait. So if he unfortunately maybe he offends the law of the UK or wherever, he will face it. He will face the law. The law of other ones outside country is different from our Nigerian law here. So it's not for one man business. So we are still waiting to hear the more about this issue. Thank you and have a nice celebration.
All right. I think we had. I thought I saw. Is it still on? No. Excuse me. I thought we had a Skype. Yeah, that's it. Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jimmy, sir.
Morning, sir. Where are you speaking from?
From the UAE, sir.
From where?
The UAE.
UAE, Dubai. Okay, good. Please go on.
Thank you for your great work, sir. I've been an addict late still out of your program, sir.
Yes.
On the issue of Ekweremadu, it's just so sad. Just looking at the international perspective towards this incident. And how the international community will be viewing us. It's sad. Nigerians outside, Nigerians in the whole of the diaspora, anywhere in the world, there's this general saying for those that are outside the country that Nigerians still find somehow to follow us outside Nigeria. And this part of it, and this how will be perceived that our own senior advocates. Is being in this kind of shady business.
Okay.
Like you said, sir, it ain't just do his proper cleaning for everyone, sir. It's too sad, sir.
Okay, we'll see. Thank you very much. It wasn't quite clear what you were saying, but I have an idea. Ultimately, we'll just have to wait and see how it pans out. Okay, so I'll be back again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I got to leave in the next 1 minute. I'll be back again at 9 o'clock with GT Ogunye. And like I said, the issues we're going to be looking at is the issue of the judges and the CJ on the one hand. We're going to be looking at the issue of the gentleman who in some kind of protest against the judgment on hijab, you know, came dressed like, you know, like I think he said he worships Shango or so. And then, of course, we also look at the Ekweremadu case from the lawyer's perspective. I'd like to thank everybody. I'd like to thank Libros Oshoma, you know, for taking time out early this morning at about 5:15 to explain certain things to me. I need to acknowledge that. I'll see you all tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.